Over the strong objections of some Democrats, the U.S. Senate has narrowly confirmed Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as the U.S. Attorney General. One of the harshest critics of Sessions is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren was rebuked by the Senate this week for reading a 30-year-old criticism of Sessions written by Coretta Scott King, widow of Dr. Martin Luther King. The Senate Republican leadership decided Warren violated a century-old rule against attacking the character of a fellow senator. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the effort to silence Warren is not working out so well for the GOP.
Republicans managed to shut down Warren's speech on the Senate floor, but in so doing, they handed her a megaphone to make her case against Jeff Sessions even louder. The fight began on Tuesday, when Warren spoke out against Sessions' nomination, at one point quoting the late Senator Ted Kennedy, who back in 1986 opposed Sessions' nomination to become a federal judge.
He is, I believe, a disgrace to the Justice Department, and he should withdraw his nomination and resign his position. Those were the words of Senator Ted Kennedy.
Then Warren read from Coretta Scott King's letter from 30 years ago, which criticizes Sessions' record as a U.S. attorney when he prosecuted civil rights workers who were trying to help blacks vote. That's when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell stepped forward to shut her down.
Senator Warren, quote, said Senator Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens. I call the senator to order under the provisions of Rule 19.
Rule 19 prohibits senators from ascribing to another senator, quote, any conduct or motive unworthy or unbecoming a senator, unquote. Then, in a dramatic rebuke, the Senate voted along party lines to silence Warren for the rest of the debate. She had to leave the Senate floor, but that hardly muzzled her. Far from it. She continued to read King's letter in the Senate hall. She talked about it on CNN, on Facebook, and on Twitter, where hashtag LetLizSpeak has been trending since yesterday.
One of the points that Coretta Scott King made in her letter is that...
And here's Warren pressing her case on WBUR's Radio Boston yesterday.
Jeff Sessions managed with his federal prosecution to do what the local sheriffs accomplished 20 years ago with clubs and cattle prods.
Warren says without the power to block President Trump's appointments, Democrats must at least raise the alarm about who will be running the government. But that Senate Republicans used an obscure rule to try to silence her is a sign of just how toxic the political climate has become in Washington, even in the once relatively decorous Senate. So says Sarah Binder, a professor of political science at George Washington University and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
By and large, the Senate works things out, and they never push it to a vote. That's what's so different about the actual casting of a vote and silencing a sitting senator to sit down, right? Which, of course, just further inflames the partisanship.
The Senate adopted Rule 19 more than 100 years ago, after a fistfight broke out on the Senate floor. And Binder says that was probably the last time it was invoked until this week. She says the latest partisan skirmish will only make division in the Senate worse, especially when Republicans start trying to pass legislation.
They are going to need Democratic votes because typically you need 60 votes to get much done. Every time they have these altercations with the Democrats, it just poisons the well such that Democrats will be less and less likely to want to play ball.
Jeff Stinson agrees with that. He's a Boston-based Republican political consultant who says the leaders of his party in the Senate made a mistake by falling into what he says was a trap set by Elizabeth Warren.
Mitch McConnell and the others in the Senate essentially made this the number one story out there, which means that now everybody's going to be talking about this letter, what it means to Jeff Sessions, what it means to his character, and what it means to his ability and his fitness to be the Attorney General of the United States.
Stinson says this story continues to elevate Warren as one of Washington's fiercest liberals and a lawmaker who is among the least willing to compromise with Republicans. And he says that might come with some risks for Warren.
And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad tactic. I'm just saying it may not sit well with folks at home who are really frustrated with the climate down in D.C.
That will no doubt be a Republican line in the campaign to try to unseat Warren. But this week, she was happy to double down on her role as one of the toughest critics of Senate Republicans and of President Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.